This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Freak out, us? Never. Not on WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show.
Are we freaking out?
Well, Seltzer freaked out this morning. I love it. Seltzer freaked out. That was me freaking out. But listen, it happens from time to time. I don't feel like I'm freaking out today. I'm not worried yet about Bryce. It is a slow start, though, and he needs to be better. Well below his standard the first month. Hugh's frustrated. Where do you come down with Bryce Harper? I think Kyle's both frustrated and concerned with Bryce Harper. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. It is a Tri-Day Friday. Your favorite cocktail. Let us know what it is. We'll try the best one we get today. We're going to try it this weekend. Even Hugh, who famously just likes regular straight liquor, he'll try it.
Straight liquor.
Yeah, he just wants his chest burnt. He'll try it.
You want to burn a hole in my chest.
215-592-9494. All right, decisions for the Phillies. And it's interesting because yesterday when we were talking about the Taijuan Walker, Ranger Suarez thing, I'd prefer to put Ranger in the bullpen. I think Taijuan has been more than serviceable as the fifth starter. His ERA is still in the twos. He pitched well last night. They should have won that game, or at least, you know, had a better chance to win with him on the mound. He's been fine. Now, Hugh, the Phillies haven't already announced Ranger's going to start on Sunday. What they haven't announced is what the plan is after that, because there's different options, right? It doesn't mean Ranger can't go to the bullpen. He could after Sunday. He's probably not. It doesn't mean Taijuan will go to the bullpen. They could go to a six-man rotation. So there's been no clarity on what happens after Sunday. Yesterday, both guys chimed in. Good job by the people covering the Phillies on a day-to-day basis to get those guys answers on this. What about the bullpen, or do you want to stay in the rotation? Let's start with Taijuan Walker, his take on his next step.
Do you have any expectations about what the future holds for you?
I don't. I mean, I haven't talked to them yet, so we'll see what they say. You know, the Ranger coming back, such a bonus for us, such a good pitcher. I know we missed him in our rotation, so we'll see what happens. You know, it's always a good problem to have when you have guys throwing the ball well, especially in the starting rotation.
We're kind of on the other side of this, I mean, almost the exact same time last year when he came back in the rotation, so do you kind of understand, I guess, kind of the dynamics of it?
Yeah, I feel like it's 9-day difference from last year to this year. I feel like I'm throwing the ball well, so we'll see whatever they decide and moving forward and go from there.
What are you hoping for? What kind of case do you think you made to remain in the rotation?
I mean, obviously, I want to be a starting pitcher, and I feel like I've done my job well enough to be in the rotation still. So, but ultimately, it's not my decision, so let's see, we'll talk to them and see what happens.
Hugh, I thought he handled that pretty well, I agree with him. I think he's thrown the ball well enough to stay in the rotation.
Yeah, especially after the performance he had last night. Mm-hmm. I was good enough to win the game.
Yep.
But I also heard him say, He'll do whatever he got to do. I mean, I think that's the best way you could answer that, because I think he kind of knows, he understands the situation. You know, Rangers in a contract year, he's already gotten his coins, so he'll probably be the guy that's asked to go into the bullpen.
Yes, what I was thinking about as I heard all that, you know, we brought up before, and it was a big thing. I remember when he was upset a few years ago in the playoffs.
Yeah, he was out tweeting, reckless tweeting.
But aside from that, although he has not been overall a good Phillies pitcher, he actually strikes me as a pro. Like, remember last year when
professional.
He... as much as I've not liked his pitching for the most part while he's been here, I don't mind Taijuan Walker. He comes across to me as a pro.
You like his demeanor.
Yeah, and I think his teammates respect him, and I think he's done a nice job this year. I totally counted him out. I just didn't expect him to bounce back. He has. He's given them, you know, a month plus of decent starting pitching. Actually, probably, I would call his starting pitching so far this year pretty good. Pretty good so far this year. We'll see what they do. All right, let's hear the other one, and that would be Ranger Suarez, and I don't know. I mean, maybe Ranger was listening to the show yesterday. Here's Ranger on his perspective on starting after Sunday.
Obviously, it's going to depend on the contest. That's a tough one, but I obviously want to be in the rotation all the time. I want to be starting pitching, like a starter all the time. But if it's for the team's sake, if it's to win something, if it's to get the World Series, then I'm willing to do anything.
Just to be clear, that was the translator for Ranger, but that was his words, and he translated it for him. He started off, he wanted to be in this, he wants to be a starter, he wants to be in the mm-hmm. rotation, but he did say, you know, if it's about winning the World Series, you know, if I need to go to the bullpen, I will.
I mean, he's supposed to say that. You're put on the spot, you're just coming back into the rotation. You haven't had a start yet. Hmm. There's probably a lot of questions, and you know that right now you have no leverage.
Right.
So you have to say that.
Now, if you watch the video, because that there was some video of that, Ranger's face, he said the right thing.
There was a cringe.
There was like, oh, geez, they're asking about this.
Yeah, because he's in a bet. Like, here's the reality, fellas. We're in Philadelphia, and Ranger's not a dummy, and Ranger knows that if he draws a line in the sand, that's probably not going to be received well.
Especially on this radio station.
Exactly. And so this is where Scott Boris comes into play. Scott Boris is the bad guy.
We're back to Boris Corbin.
No, I'm just trying to tell you, he's the bad guy. He's the one Ranger probably went home and got on the phone and said, you know what these mofos just asked me to do on air? And Scott probably said, hey, man, don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah, he's like, I got Hugh on the midday show. Propaganda machine Douglas. We got this.
I was trying to say yesterday that Ranger does not have the leverage in this situation. Mm-mm. Surprised that Hugh finally admitted it today.
Nah, I'm trying to tell you.
I'm chipping away.
No.
Chipping away back
that
there.
You have to be PC, especially, I'm pretty sure when they told you that, you know what they said. Well, Taiwan said he'll go to the bullpen, and Ranger, then they said, what would you do? Well,
I guess.
You gotta be a team
if that's
player.
Really what they make me do, I don't want to do that. All right, which best describes your feeling about Bryce Harper right now? Very interesting start to our midday show poll today. So three options up there today. Frustrated, concerned, or not worried. We have a pretty close split on these three.
Frustrated.
So 34% are in Camp Douglas. They're frustrated. 36% are in Camp Quinn over here. They are concerned. 30% are in Camp Me. They're not worried right now. But that's pretty close. I mean,
Yeah, because I think the people that are frustrated, they see what I see. The ones that don't want to worry because they feel like Bryce has done a tremendous job. And there's nothing wrong with that, of endearing himself to this fan base. And so when things like that happen or when it doesn't go bad, he flies above all the mess all the time.
The one thing I'm clinging to, and if I had to pick concerned or frustrated, I'd lean more towards you, because it's frustrating sometimes watching his body language.
Mm-hmm.
He is a pretty remarkably consistent performer. Like, you look at his numbers since he got here. He had the one MVP season in 2021, and that was his best. But you look at his other 4 or 5 years here, they're all the same. Like, so that's why it still gives me hope by the end of the season he's going to be there, because that's who he is always.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he always ends up around 30 home runs, slugging percentage around 500, on base in the upper 300s. Like, it's almost clockwork with his numbers.
Yeah, and I'm not so much worried about him as an individual. It's more how your body language affects the team.
Right, well, that's annoying.
This is a time where the team's not doing that well. You need to uplift them. And it could be just a simple thing. Like, you don't have to be a vocal leader. And I think people, when they think of leadership, that's the first thing that they think about. You can lead by example. You can lead by sitting there in a press conference and being accountable for your actions. Mm. And that goes a long way, because I'm here to tell you, as a former player, Brian Dawkins was a leader. You know, people might have said I was a leader. I don't know. But when things got rough, I always looked to him, because he was always – Dawk was the same every game. Now, during the week, he moved around like an old man. That's just what he was. You know, he went and got his treatment.
Right.
He didn't say a whole lot. But on game day, it was almost like whatever was going on, if it wasn't going bad, if it wasn't going good, you didn't want to let him down.
Yeah.
Like, that was the one person that you never wanted to let him down, because he was that leader, and he always led by example. If Dalt can do it, then hell, I guess I gotta suck it up. And I think everybody else kind of felt that same way with all the guys that we played with. So it's one of those things where when you're that type of leader, everybody follows you, even if you're not telling them to follow you, because you are looked at as that dude. You know, that, and that's what I look at Bryce and I see. He's that guy. And this team goes as he goes. And even if he's not playing well, he still has to go out there and look like he's giving maximum effort. That's not me saying that he's not. But to your point, there's a lot of times when things don't go well, his body language tells a different story.
It stinks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a bad body language guy.
A little Bohm-esque.
Well, I mean, sometimes you learn. Maybe that's where Bohm learned it. I mean, Bohm got up here. Bryce has been here the whole time. I mean, I think Bohm's a lost cause anyway. But I just mean, like, when your leader has bad body language, it could rub off.
Well, and like, if you're not concerned about his play, because I guess it's early this season or whatever, what if I told you since the beginning of July last season, there's a lower batting average than Trey Turner.
Stats.
Fewer hits, fewer home runs, fewer RBIs.
Well, that would make me feel like garbage. Yeah, because Trey's not a very high-level hitter right now anyway. Maybe Trey's hot this week, but he's not a very high-level hitter. If I had any concern about his play and like where the season is going, I mean, we know he's had back issues for a while. They flare up, they go away, he gets hot, we forget about them. I did see, I think it was, I saw the stat a couple days ago, and then I heard, I think it was TK and Buzz talking about it a couple nights ago when I was in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper, I don't know if you've noticed this, Hugh, but it's something I think we should monitor. Bryce Harper, for a couple years now, but and this year again, he's way better at home than on the road, and I can't explain it. I mean, Citizens Bank Park's a good hitter's park, but it's not like Coors Field. Hugh, when I heard some of the stats, and they're pretty drastic, like he's way better here than when they go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I wondered if it had something to do with his back, right? Because if you're home, you sleep in your bed, right? You have
your own bed, got a sleep number, whatever you
all
got.
All that. You go on the road, and I know they stay in nice places, but it's a hotel room bed. Different cities, different spots. I don't know. I mean, I'm grasping at straws to figure out why that's happening. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We're looking for a cocktail for Tri-Day and, of course, your take on Bryce. Where are you at right now? Concerned, frustrated, or are you not worried? Andy in Westchester's up on WIP. Hey, Andy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andy.
Just listening to your last comments, Bohm did pick up his body language issues from Bryce doesn't cry, and you know when he doesn't get a hit, he gets mad.
He's, well, that's
at least
true.
Concerned. Bohm's just a baby.
Yes, Bohm in a big spot is a lost cause. Total lost cause.
Yeah. So I also. I am concerned about Bryce, though, and it's more that we're losing him than anything, not that he can't come out of it. I just feel like he might be starting to check out on this team. I don't know. And when people, like the morning show was talking about bringing Stubbs back up to get a spark, I mean, then we're in bad shape.
Yeah, that feels to me like we've reached rock bottom.
Oh. Oh.
Hold on. Is this a I told you so Douglas moment?
I'm not.
Go ahead.
Listen, shout out to.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Shout out to the morning show. That's all I got.
Do you want Stubbs back too?
Listen, all I know is when I mentioned it, Kyle damn near bit my head off. He had a fit. He got mad.
That hasn't changed. I don't know why you think I've come around to the idea.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, I know Marshawn stinks.
You know,
stinks,
you got all those great baseball minds on the morning show. I'm just saying.
I know, but hold on a second. And before Andy finishes his point, I agree with Andy on this and Kyle. And then their conversation this morning was an interesting one. And maybe Stubbs is better. But, like, this is like being concerned about the long snapper. We got a lot of other issues.
The catcher
that plays once a week, that gets four at-bats a week. Really?
How fragile are the vibes on this team that the freaking backup catcher is what's swinging things? Can we get real?
They can hire a DJ. We don't need to switch the catchers.
I knew you was going to go there. But you can't, like, listen. See what you started, Andy? You can't deny that when he was here, we didn't have all this going on. You can't deny it. And when he left, what do you got?
This is a joke.
I'm just saying, it's a joke. You got bad body language all over the place. Ain't nobody shimmy. Ever they do the shimmy?
Yeah, the shimmy.
As I shimmy on YouTube. Oh,
you think they need a different backup catcher?
Listen, there is something to be said about having somebody who makes the locker room lighter. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I'm gonna privately make a list over here of things more concerning than the DJ in the clubhouse. All right, go ahead, Andy.
Hugh Douglas's vitamin intake.
Why do you diminish him to a DJ? Shout out to the people that game day two. They came in here and they got my supplement stack right. Shout out to the big fella. He tried to break my hand when he came
the
in.
The guy looked like Goldberg.
Yeah, he was a big-ass dude.
Huge dude down there. Looks like Goldberg.
bigger hand than you?
No, because you know how...
Taller,
you know,
too.
You know what the unfortunate sure, thing is? When you, sorry, Andy, we're here.
Oh, no, it's great.
We're here. Like, I met the guy from game day, right? And every no matter what, when you meet another big guy, like, for whatever reason, when you're going for the handshake, you always try to break each other's hand.
Who, like, just
who's
big
the strongest?
Yeah, yeah.
And he tried to break my damn hand, and I'm like, dog, back off. It's cool. I'm not, you know, I'm not hostile. But he was like, hey, you know, he's like, I saw you coming in for the, you coming in hot, so I had to beat you to it. And I'm like, why do we do that as men? Like, seriously.
I don't know.
Why do we try to, like, well, when you, a you big want, dude yeah, you see another you, big dude.
You don't want to have a
you
bad
You
want to
break his hand.
Yeah. I don't see have that problem as much as you do.
But no, I just find it funny. Like, when a big dude see another big dude, they always try to break each other's hand. I'm sorry, Andy. What were we talking about?
We have lost you.
I actually always feel like I've had a successful call when I can send the show off the rails.
You do it often to us, and I think we're just comfortable with you, and we know you'll play along, and we don't think you're going to go off the rails. But Andy, the floor is yours now.
Yeah,
I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Now the Hughes most recent point, though, it's even worse when you go in for the handshake and they just get a handful of fingers.
Oh, yeah. The fish handshake. The dead fish.
The dead fish.
You can't be given the dead fish.
So, anyway, if the team is that fragile that Stubbs is the answer, I think Kyle just said that. We're in trouble. They've got to be a little more emotionally solid than that.
Well, they do. Yeah. And unfortunately, it feels like every time it feels like they could take off because they did win four in a row before last night. Then they have one of these nights where it's just like, you see all the flaws in the team.
Yeah. So just to continue my direction off the rails, if I may comment on the Delco doo-doo lady.
Oh, please do. Please do. But by the way, she's being charged with like five different counts. It's a lot.
That's terrible.
Oh, that's one way to say it. It's terrible, yeah. Go ahead, Andy. What do you think?
Have you considered that maybe that was the cause of the road rage? She was trying to get home.
Oh.
Yeah,
I hadn't
she,
thought
she
about that.
She did take a dump on command, though. That was like on command.
Well, Hugh, you know when it's ready, it's ready. Your body knows. I'm almost home, and it just lets loose.
She's been charged with destruction of public property with bodily fluids, endangering the public. It's a lot going on here for this lady.
That fecal matter flying all over.
Yeah, we can't have that. All right, Andy, what? Let's try to spin this to a different thing. What is your cocktail we should try?
All right, so I don't think I can win anyway, but I don't even remember the name of it. I just call it the Big A Special at this point. But at Hamanera in Philadelphia, they had a bourbon drink one night. And I'm with you. I prefer straight bourbon. But it was muddled basil, candied ginger, and a dash of cayenne pepper. And it was phenomenal.
That sounds good. I like the cayenne pepper there in the drink.
Yeah.
That could little boost.
Spice.
Andy, good one. We appreciate it. So that's our first Delco pooper call there. I don't think this is going to be the last. You're going to be all right over there?
The Delco pooper. The Delco pooper.
It's not a good day for Kyle's Delco.
I just think you're
in the news for all the wrong reasons here.
No, you know what I think about when I hear that and they call it a Delco pooper? Remember that commercial that Spike did? People say Delco's a lot. Yes, Spike. Yes, it is. Delco's a lot. Yeah, not a great day for Delco.
Yeah, everyone from Delco's got an answer for
this
right
here. Is it Ben from Delco?
Ben is, Rob Ellis, Kyle, a lot of WIP people.
I know one of y'all. So
that's
what y'all do in Delco, Rob and Ben? That's what y'all be doing?
Kyle.
That's how y'all get down in Delco?
I'm having a tough day on my own back here. Full disclosure, because I know the YouTube cameras are panning to me a lot.
He trying to preempt the strike this thing because he know he about
they're
to get
catching me
by
like
you
killing
people.
Over.
So Kyle's having some stomach issues. Today.
Ate something bad yesterday.
We might
man.
Have Delco Pooper 2.0 here. Unfortunately,
I am the Delco Pooper.
Yeah, let's try to avoid that.
Well, I hope to be. Actually,
are you going
to
have a Shaq moment where you just disappear?
I might.
All right,
I'm trying to drink espresso and flush this thing out.
Yeah. Jeez. We can handle things if you're gone for a couple minutes. He won't go off the rails or anything.
That's what I'm worried about.
Too late.
No. On Reddit calls, please, if Kyle leaves. All right, Greg in the Northeast. What's up, Greg?
Joe here. What's up,
hey,
man?
What's going on, man?
Look, man, I'm frustrated. Like, I think, Joe, you said you're worried because you think this is going to be just like a little small phase. But if you think about it, man, this is continuing from last season still, from like the playoff run. Like Harper, in my opinion, didn't show up for that.
Well, he didn't. He had a tough series. I mean, he walked a lot, and which he got on base. But in terms of big hits and big moments, he had the big strikeout. It was either game three or four. I mean, yeah, Greg, he needs to be better. Like how he's played so far this season is not good enough.
Yeah, and then in regards to the leadership conversation, like I think he's looked at as a leader of that team by the players just because he is Bryce Harper. Like I think Hugh was saying earlier, like he's been on the spotlight since 16. Mm-hmm. So they look at him for that stuff. But the biggest thing, man, people around you look to leaders when times are tough. And when times are tough, like right now for the Phillies, and he's got his head down or he's pointing his fingers, it's just waiting to implode. Like he's got to embrace the suck and like I want to say even like fake the funk. Like even if you're not feeling it, you're looked at as a leader. So like fake it. And they see you. You know, like somebody said, they're always watching. They're yes. listening to his words, and they're watching his actions. Like, if you're walking around, oh, woe is me, this team, oh, so sorry for us. Like, that's how everyone's going to react.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be the same Bryce Harper as when you're hitting dingers and sprinting out doubles. Like, you need to be the same player.
I totally agree.
I know it's hard as a leader. It's hard as a leader, but you just got to suck it up and, like, just show up and be that guy.
Yeah, I agree. And they do go as he goes. And Hugh called him the straw that stirs the drink. I mean, when he's playing his best, when he's hitting the ball over the wall and he's run out of double in the gap, the whole place feeds off of his energy. And yeah. he doesn't have it right now. That's for sure.
I have an analogy for you because it kind of ties in great for this week, you and Greg. It's like when we talk about those 100 gorilla, when them 100 men fighting that gorilla.
Yeah.
If Bryce Harper is the leader and he gets his ass broken half, he has to still, like, the next guy up.
The morale.
Has to keep the morale up. And you have to act like you can beat this gorilla. Even though you know you're about to get your ass tore in half, you still have to maintain that focus.
I know it was 100 men. Can we bring the lady who pooped on the car to this? I think she would freak that gorilla out fast.
She's an X factor.
Yeah. Sure. I think she'd help the cause.
What, 100 men plus the Delco pooper?
One-on-one. That gorilla would not know it was coming. All right, what do you got for us here, Greg? A cocktail we should try.
Cocktail. It's a good summertime. Sit outside, sip on it. Tom Collins.
I've heard of the Tom Collins.
I like that one.
Isn't that with something like a lemon or something in it? That you put something like oh, he's gone now, but don't you put like a lemon or something in Tom Collins?
I've never had a Tom Collins.
Me neither.
Oh, I see. I've seen it. So it's gin, lemon juice, sugar, and carbonated
water.
Yeah,
because it's like a, yeah.
That actually does sound like a good summer drink. A gin and sparkling lemonade is what kind of what
gin.
It's called. Yeah, gin. You like gin? Yes
remember,
or no?
You remember Tangeray?
So we're just going totally off the rails today.
No, but I remember. I just had a flashback of I had a family member named Jeannie. Boy, they used to drink the hell out of Tangeray. They used to drink that Tangeray. Tangeray is probably like the worst gin you could possibly drink.
You can get a bottle for not much. You want me to order some? I'll get some for the show. I'm ordering some dry Tanqueray gin. All right, 215-592-9494. I haven't thought about Tanqueray in a long time.
It's like
time.
The worst gin you can buy.
Yeah, but that's all right. We'll order some. We'll have it here during a break. All right, cocktails for Friday. Scott Fransky joins us at noon. On the other side, your phone calls on Bryce Harper. Concerned, frustrated, or are you not worried? Where do you come down to the Philly star who's off to a very, very slow start this season? When we come back as well, Howie Roseman, he joined Jack and Ike yesterday. A couple interesting things he said with them yesterday. That's next. Your call's up, Bryce. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Rolling down the street, smoking on Endo, sipping gin and juice.
Is that what we're doing in here today?
Laid back. With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Hugh's mind on Rangers money.
No, I'm just trying to tell you how it works, man.
Boris Kor.
We don't care.
I know you don't. That's what I'm trying to share. I'm trying to give people insight, man.
That logic has no place here.
No, seriously. Because as much as when we think about sports, you know, like my son's playing, you know, baseball or whatever.
Hitting bombs, doubles, all over the place.
When you're young and you playing, and even when you're in college, you play for the love of the game. You play because you love the game.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time where you realize that you have a skill set that translates into a lot of money. You still love the game, but you also love those dollar. You also love those zeros behind that big number that you have in the front. You like them zeros in the back. So Ranger, when you talk about, I haven't seen the clip, but I could imagine.
You got to see his face. I'll show it to you. You got to see his face.
He probably looked like he probably had his face was probably all tore up. Talking about what?
He had to be like, oh, they asked. The midday guys, you know it's their fault. Everyone was talking about it.
You knew it was coming.
Of course.
You knew it was coming.
Well, after yesterday, after you basically wore the Boris cap all day long.
I'm just saying,
he
man.
Did.
And you know what's funny? I've always felt like this. The people that say money doesn't matter are the people that ain't never not had money.
Well, I mean, we all know, especially in the major sports, money's a huge part of the equation.
It's a motivator. It's very, very motivating.
I'm of two minds. I understand what you're talking about. I also don't care. Get to the bullpen.
I know you don't care.
I know. All right, so before we go any further, we got a couple things to talk about. Well, number one, this hour of the program is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we appreciate Sunoco sponsoring this hour. How about what's going on WIP on Monday, Hugh, which, of course, is Cinco de Mayo. Monday,
Cinco de Mayo.
5-5 BG Live Monday night. And I just found out there's still a few tickets available. BG Live, 94WIP.com right now to secure your tickets. And, of course, this is going to be at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. That's where we're going to be on Monday night for BG Live. You could be there with us. Go grab your tickets, 94WIP.com. But this is such a big deal that it's an all-day thing. As Hugh found out yesterday, we're going to be doing a show and then going out to Phoenixville on Monday. But how about this, Hugh? This is from 6 a.m. through BG Live. It's all day on WIP, including this. Monday morning, guess who's going to be on the morning show?
Who?
For the first time in 30 years, I heard this morning. I mean, I knew it's been a while. I didn't realize it was that. Jeffrey Lurie is going to be on the WIP morning show on Monday to talk about Brandon Graham and his career. So tune in for that. Jeff Lurie on Monday. We're going to be doing our show with a lot of big-time guests to talk about Brandon and his great career. And then, Hugh, we got a pre-party on Monday. The afternoon show on Monday is going to be at the Great American Pub on Bridge Street in Phoenixville. Enjoy Miller Lite specials as we celebrate Brandon Graham all day on WIP. So I think that's where I'm going to pop over before I go over to the Colonial Theater, hang out with the afternoon show at the Great American Pub. So Monday's going to be a special day on WIP. And Hugh, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a longer day. So get your sleep this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get that.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to do Cinco de Dos.
Cinco de tonight?
Yeah, it starts tonight
Cinco
for me.
Cinco de Dos.
I'm going to go ahead and get my Cinco de Dos okay. on. Happy Cinco de Dos, everybody. I know I'm not going to be the only one.
Well, I mean,
and then some
just an early Cinco de Mayo.
That means 5 of 2, by the way.
you're
thinking of Dos de Mayo.
Oh, no. You don't like the way I said?
Well, I mean, it's incorrect. Like,
okay,
that's just
Dos
not
de
the
Mayo?
Yes.
I like Hughes better, actually.
I like Cinco de Dos.
Cinco de Dos, yeah.
Would you say it's 5 of 2?
So basically, when we sign off today, it's Cinco de Dos.
Yeah. No, you know what's funny? And I tweeted that out yesterday, and nobody corrected me.
They're just letting you be.
They just let me be.
You know, here's Hugh being Hugh again.
Cinco de Dos.
Let him be. All right, 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper, concerned, frustrated, or are you not worried about Bryce so far this season? He's not played very well. He's been below his standard by a lot, and compared to the best players in baseball, well off of what they've done so far this season. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
Yo, fellas, what's going on?
Hey,
what's up,
Jay, what's up?
Hey, Joe, man, you sitting next to an ex-NFL player, and you said that Bryce, he might be feeling bad because on the road he got to sleep in a different bed. Joe, do you think he's sleeping on quilts at the Motel 6?
Well, no, I don't.
But his point was, it's different when you don't sleep in your own
bed.
Well,
I'm just trying to say, we know he's got some back issues. Way worse on the road than home. I'm just trying to figure out some theories.
He's trying to figure this thing out, man.
I have working theories, Jay.
Excuse maker, Jillian.
No, I didn't say it's okay. I'm just trying to figure out why it's happening.
I hope my woman rides for me as hard as you just rode for you on that right there. Like,
caught a strike.
Why do you think he's worse on the road? I don't know.
Are they sleeping in Motel 6 and on the road?
No, I know they're in 5-star hotels. I get it.
No, but, like, Jay, okay, to be full disclosure, I sleep on an adjustable bed. that I got from the Max's Warehouse.
You're talking shameless to a pop-up right now.
Same, yeah. Shameless plug. I can't
They're
sleep.
All shameless plugs with you lately. I mean, it's yeah, just the whole
hey,
show
listen,
of them.
We on YouTube now. We got to try to monetize the stage. Oh, we trying to get this bread. Me and you are in the Ranger Suarez business, dog. Don't you see that? I'm trying to get Joe right. But, Jay, back to my point. Shameless plug, Mattress Warehouse. Mm-hmm. I like to sleep at a certain angle. And you can't do that. You can't. Why Kyle over there losing it? You can't do that in the hotel. They don't have adjustable base beds. They don't.
Hey, Hugh, I got you, too. Hey, Hugh, I'm thinking about getting an adjustable bed now from Mattress just because you said that.
Yes, the Mattress Warehouse. As a matter of fact, I don't know if the sale's still going on, Jay, but they have some great deals at the Mattress Warehouse. Just tell them Hugh Douglas sent.
Have you noticed Hugh morphs into Pitchman Douglas sometimes?
That was
Pitchman stuff. He had a different
the
voice.
Only thing worse, the We're only trying thing to get this bread, man. That I roll with it.
I'm with you.
I roll with it, too.
I'm trying to get us paid, man.
Listen, I'm fine with that.
That's team player for
you. You know
right
what?
There.
We can do a whole Pitchman segment. I'm going to walk out, and you just pitch stuff for a half hour. I'm fine
trying
with that.
Trying to get us paid.
Yeah. All right, Jay, go ahead.
So look, I get it's not as comfortable. But come on, man. If that's what's wrong, then this is crazy. Professional athletes, man, is this where you're sleeping at in the luxurious rooms that you go to on the road? Man, we are in deep trouble. So, yes, I'm frustrated.
Well, I understand it. He's not playing well enough. He's got to pick it up. All right, Jay, what's your cocktail? What should we try?
So man, I'm a Henny straight guy, man. No mixed drink.
Henny straight? Boy,
Henny straight.
Yeah, Henny.
That's
no
not a cocktail.
It's not a cocktail.
It's like a, but it's a staple in the black community.
Hey, guess what it is, man? It's a great way to get a great night started.
Well, that's for sure. Jay, good phone
and
call.
End it.
All right, it's not a winning answer, but it's certainly no. it's a drink.
I mean, it's a non-qualifier.
You know, I wrote it down. I'm going to cross it out.
I don't really like Hennessy though. I'm not a Hennessy drinker.
But you just said it's a staple in the black community.
But I don't drink it. I don't drink. I don't drink Hennessy. I've never been a Hennessy fan. That or E&J. Never liked E&J because they used to call E&J Irk and Jerk.
Oh boy.
You never heard that Irk and Jerk? Get no. That Irk and Jerk?
No,
never
I've
never been a fan.
I did look
and
up that gin.
Lather Vaseline on me. Talking about the Tanqueray. The Tanqueray, boy.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how quickly I can get a bottle of Tanqueray delivered.
You know what's funny? I guess it's because you're younger and you don't know any better, and you don't know what good liquor tastes like. Man, Tanqueray was the absolute worst. It was the absolute worst gin you could buy. It was bad.
That was like any of like what
it was like Mad Dog. Morgan David.
Yeah.
Bad drinking.
The kind of drinking you do when you're in college and you have no money. It's bad. I mean, it's some of the beer I drank. I would if you hand it to me now, I would turn it away in a minute.
No, it's still people that drink Natty Light. Like they go out like somebody tonight that has a really good job. It's gonna go buy a case of Natty Light and just lay out.
If you like it, you like it. That's fine. I've had worse than that.
But can we do better than Natty Light? We're at the point where we could do. Well, okay, I'll take that back because every now and then I will eat some ramen noodles. I will eat some ramen noodles. I'm not talking about the kind from the dim sum spot. I'm talking about the top ramen.
Yeah.
Have you gotten dim sum lately?
Have not. Mm-mm. I found a new dim sum spot.
Oh wow!
In Delaware.
Shameless plug.
Oh no, I haven't been yet, so I can't plug them. You can't get
you
no
just
plug.
Found it.
Yeah, you can't get no plug if you ain't spending no
money. I mean, you went on an adventure to find dim sum, or you just drove past it?
You know, it was in my algorithm. Because I think one day we were talking about dim sum.
Dim sum was in your algorithm?
It was.
Okay.
It was. And you know, it's like the dim sum place in Delaware. I was about to say Delaware, Ohio, but Delaware. And I think it's in Newark.
Okay.
So, yeah, the dim sum spot.
If you remember, my cousin A. Greeny came up to the parade with a backpack full of Natty Light.
How could I forget?
Yeah.
A. Greeny. Hey, please tell me A. Greeny is in his mid-20s. If he's in his mid-20s, he's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, but if he was in his 30s, then we got
drawing a hard line for the Natty
Light. We got to move forward.
Like, if you're in your 20s, okay, I give you that. But you need to start progressing away from the Natty Lights.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
But
when you start to hit 30, man, you might want to go to some Modelo's or some.
So I only got a few months left.
Yeah. You better get you some Modelo's. What's some other ones?
If you need a week off for your Natty Lights before you turn 30.
Yeah. What's another considered like a high-end beer? I'm really not a fan of the, what's the Blue Moons? Blue Moons are okay.
Yeah. Stella Artois. Not a big wheat beer guy.
Stella Artois. Don't like the stuff.
You're going to get
Stella Artois.
I know they're going to call.
But you know what I got that from? The dude, remember the dude Obides? The dude.
Who?
Yeah, Big Lebowski.
Dude. He calls it Stella Artois.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Sorry, yeah. It's Aaron is in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
Aaron, what's up?
Hugh, I just got to know, where do I pick up? I'm really intrigued. Where do I pick up these ramen noodles?
The ramen noodles? I tell you, your best place to go is you could probably go to Walmart. Walmart has, like, you can go to Walmart. They have, like, a box. Like, you can get a box for, like, $5.
You probably do it on Amazon, too.
Yeah, you can probably do that on Amazon.
They'll send it to you by the end of the day.
All right, so what are we talking about today? We're talking about Bryce Harper.
Well, we have.
Are you joking?
Yeah, we have Bryce Harper is the main topic. I mean, there's been gorillas, the Delco Pooper. There's been a lot going on.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Yeah, no, but let's try to hone in on Bryce. What do you think?
So I think we got a Tiger Woods situation here.
I hope you mean just physically, and we're not going to find out that there's a whole off-the-field thing going on.
No, it's absolutely physical.
What do you mean?
We got a resurgence and a Masters championship.
Well, but then it's over.
Wait a minute. I'm confused. What part of Tiger Woods are we talking about?
Physically breaking down. I think that's what he means.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought we...
We need to avoid the other stuff at all costs. With the waitresses the whole thing.
I was just trying to be clear. Because I'm about to say, wait a minute, ain't Bryce Mormon? That ain't how they get down.
I hope not. Aaron, go ahead.
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
My fault, Aaron.
You are.
So, now, if you look in the past, you know, his swing is so violent that, unfortunately, with athletes, the one thing that you can't outrun is Father Time. And I think it's catching up to him. Because if you look at this year, his swing is not as violent as it has been in the past.
So it might be, and I mean, I've thought about this for a while, that how long can, you know, because although he's not old, right, he's 32, he's been in the big league since he was 19. Like how many games, how many violent swings does he have in that body? Aaron, I've thought about this. The one thing I will say, though, when you look at the numbers, he's still, when he connects, he's still hitting the ball as hard as he ever has. So it's not a matter of, like, the ball's not exploding off his bat anymore. He's swinging and missing more, which could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah. And as far as the leadership goes, mm-hmm. I don't see Bryce as a leader in the clubhouse in terms of verbal. You know, I see him as his actions and what he did, you know, in big games in the past. I think that's where his leadership comes from, is his production. But I'll tell you what, the one guy that we made a huge mistake on, he was the verbal leader in the clubhouse, was Rhys Hoskins. I think we are, you know, we didn't read the room there, and letting him go, I think, was a huge mistake.
I agree. So I when they first did it, like I had my frustrations with Rhys as a player over the years because I never thought he progressed defensively and all that kind of stuff. But Aaron, as time has gone on, I realize how much they miss him. They've never replaced that bat in the top four of the order, ever. Rhys still, at this point, has a .402 on base percentage in Milwaukee. He still gets on base. He works pitches. He grinds opposing pitchers down. They miss that. I mean, Aaron, they've missed it since the day he walked out the door, and I still think they're trying to replace it. All right, Aaron, give us a cocktail we should try.
All right, so with everything going on in Delco right now and with Cinco de Mayo right around the corner, my go-to is some tequila, some squirt, splash of lime, and you sprinkle a little bit of salt in there. And the key is that you got to do 3/4 tequila, okay, and then a little bit of squirt, and then that first taste hits you right in the pooper. And then as you go through, you keep adding the squirt, and it just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot.
Drink for a summer day.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Aaron, appreciate the phone call, and that's a lot.
You mean the drink squirt, right? The squirt, the soda.
I hope.
Yeah.
Let's.
But no, I caught what he was going with that. Well, it was a themed drink.
The Delco Pooper.
The Delco Pooper is so funny.
Whatever, man.
Hey, have you heard?
You feel a certain way because it's Delco.
Yes. Well, you know, we go about 5 years from now, you'll be like, have you heard the story of the Delco Pooper?
Here's my question. If we didn't try to bring us back to the Phillies, how long would that Daily Douglas have lasted in the beginning of the show? I think it could have went the whole first segment.
You know, shout out to Philadelphia, the rowing community yesterday, Philadelphia City Rowing, PCR. Yeah.
Okay.
Because the lady there, I got the video yesterday, mm-hmm. And this poor lady was talking about the show, and somehow I got on how my mind works in certain things. So then I saw the video. Mm-hmm. This lady had to sit through my whole diatribe about all the questions I had about the Delco pooper. And she, I don't know if she was interested or not, or was she just taken aback by me having this thought process about it.
I think she's being kind.
She was being kind, but I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for entertaining my craziness, because I know it can be a lot.
Well,
it can be a lot, man. I'm not going to lie. It can be a lot.
We can extend that thank you to the entire audience every single day.
I appreciate y'all. Yeah, while you're playing, while we're here.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all for listening in, because I know, we have to have a take, but sometimes it's not yes or no for me. It's a lot.
Well,
it's a lot to think of.
That's where long talking was born.
Yeah, it's a lot, and I have to workshop this in my head.
Who has to have takes, and he's graded on them. His name is Howie Roseman. He was on with the afternoon show yesterday.
Wait, spin it back to the show.
With Jack and Ike talking about the draft and the offseason. Let's hear Howie talking about his defense and, the idea of, can this rookie class come in and claim a lot of starting spots? Here's Howie on his class and the team that he has right now.
Yeah, I think really fortunate that we don't have a lot of open spots on our football team, and that's a great credit to the players that we have in here. Really got a young defensive football team, with a lot of players who played championship caliber football. So that's exciting. You're not worried about going into a season and worried about pressure moments with these guys, because a lot of these guys won world championships. A lot of the guys that we've brought in here have kind of championship pedigree. And so that makes you excited that it won't be too big. And then, I know from my perspective and hopefully our fans' perspective, knowing that, we have two guys on our defense who are older than 25 years old. That is unbelievable. That's really exciting. And I'm biased, but I do think it's not just because they're young, but they're good players. So we look forward to that. I think we added a lot of competition. I think we're fast on defense, and I think we got a heck of a defense coordinator. And, all that being said, that's how it looks on paper. We got to put it together. We got to work really hard. We got to be prepared to defend our championship starting with that Thursday night game at Lincoln Financial Field.
Wow, when he gave out the reality of how young they are on defense, it blew me away. They only have
25.
Two players over 25 on the entire defense.
Yeah, and that's kind of plays into what I've been trying to tell y'all. Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't have used that cut.
No, I'm just saying, it's the truth. And you know what's funny? That happened yesterday, too. Somebody asked me about the defense as a luxury thing, and I tried to explain it to him. And they were like, I didn't see it that way. So, yeah, it does, because you're younger and cheaper
side
of the ball.
So there's two parts to it. One, and I agree with Howie, it is very exciting because they're talented and they can grow and they can get better. But also their young players have some ups and downs. All right. You were right over there?
No. I just, this is what happens when we do it. Shout out to Joe Wechter. He just sent me a drink that he said it's called the Delco Mudslide.
Oh, no. Yeah. Not now. Not now. Not this week. I'd avoid ordering that this week. You know what happens at Delco. All right.
Kyle is not happy
about that. No, because his county is on blast.
Shout out to Delco.
That lady embarrassed everyone.
The Delco mudslide.
That's what happened. That poor person's car.
Walter did me dirty.
That was literal Delco mudslide. All right. Can we hear Howie on Jahad Campbell? Hugh, I think this was the first glimpse
into when
Jahad Campbell actually might be ready. Howie, I thought, I don't know if it was on purpose or not, gave out a potential timeline. He did a little comparison here. Listen to Howie on Jahad Campbell, when we might see him on the field.
Obviously, the only reason it seems like he was there was because of shoulder and knee concerns. I know you won't get into detail about the injuries, but I guess what would you say to Eagles fans who are concerned about some multiple injuries happening here with Jahad Campbell?
Yeah, I mean, a huge part about playing in the NFL is being durable and being able to play a lot of games. That's a huge part of what we look at when we're drafting guys. There's no chance that if he wasn't coming off of off-season shoulder surgery that he would have been within a distance for us to go get, because he's that talented of a guy. I think that over the last couple of years, our medical staff has proven their success with guys. That doesn't mean that we're going to be perfect. But we were very confident, even when we thought he was just a top 10 player in the draft, and we wouldn't come close to him, about how he would be, I don't even want to say long term, because when long term, I think long term, I think of this player playing for us 3, 5, 7 years from now, which we're all confident here that he'll do. But even in the short term, you know, I think for our fans, this is what I would say. I'd say, in a situation, and I'm not saying this is apples to apples, but last year we drafted Coop in the second round. Coop didn't play till the week of our last preseason game. I mean, it's hard to remember, but he didn't start until week 6, which was really our 5th game. How did that work out? You know, and so I think we can be a little patient here, and make sure that this guy is right, and because that's what we're going to do. We're going to make sure he's right, that we are going to have a heck of a player for the Philadelphia Eagles for a long time.
Hugh, I think the messaging there was purposeful. I mean, if I had to guess, he wasn't asked when he's going to play, but he pointed back to Cooper last year, who didn't start until week 6. So that tells me it's nothing serious, but they might give him time to make sure he's ready before they roll him on the field.
Well, there's a lot to unpack with that, in my opinion. So he did a great job of not answering the question, but Coop had some practice time in there before he got banged up.
He did. He had to practice on, then he missed the first 3 weeks of camp, then he came back.
And I think to his point is that he's a smart player, no doubt about that, that he's going to be able to keep up with what they're trying to install and do in the classroom. I don't know what that translates into as far as being on the field, though, you know, with the shoulder and everything. So I don't know. And, you know, practice is not like it used to be. Not back in the day, like it was back in the day. So it's going to be interesting to see when we get him on. I'm excited to see. I think it's going to be this year, but I believe in Howie when he says just give him time to get right.
I believe it'll be this year too. When I heard that yesterday, if you ask me right now, is Jahad Campbell starting the Thursday night game, week 1, Thursday night football against whoever's coming in here for that kickoff game? I doubt it. I mean, that's just my guess. I'd be wonderful if he's ready. I'm guessing they're going to slow play this and make sure he's right. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. You know what we do on Fridays at noon. We have Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky to join us. Then right back to all your phone calls on Bryce Harper. Concerned, frustrated, or not worried? Where do you come down on the Phillies first baseman? 215-592-9494. Plus, Tri-Day, we're looking for a cocktail before the Kentucky Derby. And what is today? What are you calling tonight? Cinco de Dos.
Cinco de Dos. Tonight we celebrate Cinco de Dos. I just made it up.
Yeah. 5-2. All right. Scott Fransky next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.